cut down and I'm lifted up. I feel love when I'm in harvest. What assembly?
Welcome to Harvest Word Assembly.
Hallelujah. God bless you, real good. Father, we give you praise and glory. I ask in the name of the Lord Jesus that you will speak to us, you will change us, you will challenge us, you will permanently damage our ignorance, you will invade our heart with the light that is in your word. You cause us, Father, to see ourselves as you see us in Christ Jesus, and you fill us with revelation knowledge. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. You may have your seats. Thank you very much for this privilege to be part of your fellowship, your church, your meetings, and to be blessed by you and to also be a blessing to you. Also, I want to thank especially my brother, friend, pastor, and his beautiful wife, always looking young. Thank you very much. Last time I came, Sister Wumi's hair was different. This time it's this way. It's Rema. Odi. Yes. Always looking very young. I'm going to take this picture of this hair and take it home so that we can use it at just level. This is Lagos level. Praise God. Thank you for inviting me. This morning, I'm just going to speak for 30 minutes. And there's something that I would do for the next 15 minutes. I sense and I believe that this meeting for you is going to begin a spiritual process or journey when it comes to the operation and the activities of the Spirit of God and His power over your life. And part of my assignment in this service, maybe second may be different, but in this service, I am sent to you. Are you listening? I am sent to you to stir you up in the spirit and to get you to a place where your story will change. I am not trying to motivate you. No. It's something that I know. Are you there? It's something that I know that will happen this morning. And I will not, that's why I set my alarm, or you know, my clock, for 30 minutes. I just want to speak to you 30 minutes to show you the potentials and the power in certain operation of the gift of the Spirit and get you to do it. Okay? And manifest it. You can call it stirrings. You can call it activations. You can call it, you know, the flowing of the Spirit. But that's what I think and I know God wants me to do in this meeting. And it will change your life. Because nobody is permitted to go back the same way they came to this meeting. Believe me, God has prepared today for you. So I don't want you to be conscious in this meeting. I don't want you to be conscious of your neighbor. You are not here because of the person sitting close to you. Are you there? You are here, you. I want you to know that you, I am here for you. God is here for you. Are you here? Uh-huh. There is something that God will do. So I need you to hold an expectation right now. Because everything that you brought into this house as an expectation will be met with manifestation. Amen. And so you will see the tip, you will see the expression of it this morning. Okay? 1 Corinthians 14. 1 Corinthians 14. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 14. Whew. From verse 1. 1 Corinthians 14. 1, 2. Maybe we could do verse 1 and 2. Or 3. Amen. One of the things that pains me is when I see believers becoming too familiar with the activity of the Spirit. Okay? When you become too familiar with the activity of the Spirit, you will lose the power that is in it. It's not because it's not powerful, but it's because you have negated, you've neutralized yourself to what God can do through what He has given you. And that's why in the second service, I want to talk about, you know, how to relate to, you see, God has given you gifts, but God has also given you gift men. And if you don't know how to relate with the gift and with the gift men, you will have a very, for lack of better word now, you will have a very strenuous and laborious spiritual experience and journey. There is a way to relate with the gift of God, and there is a way to relate with the gift men of God. You must know the two. They are different too. Are you there? Yeah. Believers most times do not understand it. And so when they relate with the gift, you see the way they use it. When they relate with the gift men, you see the way they use it. Some people sometimes they don't have the balance between the gift and the gift men. They relate, they know how, they've learned how to relate with the gift men, but they don't know how to relate with the gift. So that when the gift men is not there, they don't get the answers to things by themselves, although they have the gift. Are you there? So this morning, or in this service, my assignment is to help you create that balance for maximum impact before the end of this year. If you pay attention to this service, I tell you under God, your life, see, between now, today is October 2nd, isn't it? Between now and December 31st, you will record tremendous spiritual turnaround. Amen. The turnaround will be so evident, the turnaround will be so glaring, that I tell you, sir, even this place, you will see how people will walk in. You will be a self-advertised believer. Because you know how to relate with both the gift and the gift men. Oh, yeah, they are different. Are you there? There are certain things. Look, not to go ahead of myself, but there are certain things that you cannot do by yourself as a believer, although you have the gift, without the gift men. So, but today, this service, this morning, is to help you to begin to relate with the abilities of God that you have. And I will use one most popular expressions of the Spirit, that we have turned to. So I don't know if you know this word. They call water, water. You've turned to something like an handkerchief. But you don't know that you are carrying a nuclear weapon. Are you there? That can disrupt the kingdom of darkness and create an awareness of God around you. He says, follow after charity. The word for follow there is to pursue something with vigor. He says, pursue it. Follow after love. Charity there is love. He says, moreover, the word and, moreover, desire what? Spirituals. The word gift is not in the original. It's one word. Desire spirituals. It says, become zealous, to burn with affection, to burn with passion for spirituals, pneumaticals, for the things of and things pertaining to the spirit. Are you there this morning? Things of and things pertaining to the spirit. He says, be zealous, be passionate, be covetous. Desire it. He says, but in greater measure that you may prophesy.
Hallelujah.
Huh? The word rather there means to a greater degree malon that you may prophesy. You want to prophesy. Oh, are you here this morning? That you may prophesy. Now, the reason why Paul is saying this is because he's writing to a church. Okay? He's writing to a church, not to a pastor. Unlike Paul's letter to Timothy, is to a pastor. Unlike Paul's letter to Philemon, is to a pastor. But in this one, is to the church that he's writing to. He now says, this church, who, the church in Corinth, follow after charity, but to a greater measure because of the gathering of believers, gathering of saints, desire to prophesy. Follow, desire spiritual gifts where you gather together as believers. You're not gathering just to come and sit down and say, well, God. No. You are gathering because there is an expression, there is a manifesto. You must desire it. The way you have, with the way, you know how, you know how, what is it that you have desired the most in your life? You know, your desires changes with time, with age, with experience, with exposure, with education. Are you there? You know, you may be in your teens. There are things you desire now that you are an adult. You know, there are things that, you know, you desire when you were in your 20s or 30s. Now you're 40. Well, I can't even believe I was pursuing those things. Do you understand? With more exposure, you desire. But there's something that you cannot desire amiss. Young or old in the faith, young or old in age, is manifesting the spirituals. It's operating in the dynamics of the spirit to the fullest of the capacity of it. Because you can underutilize the abilities of God upon your life. It can be latent. It can be there, but you are not using it. Or you can be touching it at the tip of the iceberg, but you are not getting to the bottom of it. You are not maximizing it. And this morning, I want to get you to understand and to maximize it. So the next, that 15 minutes time lag that you will have, it's not a time for you to be conscious of the person that is by your side. It's for you to say, okay, fine, me, I desire, and I want to manifest and operate in the spirituals.
the things of and things pertaining to the Spirit of God. He says, desire it. But in greater measure, because you are in a church, he says that you may prophesy. Why? Next verse. For he that speaketh in tongues, he says, speaketh not unto men, but unto God. Which means, you know, when you look at the revelation of Paul, his interpretation of the gifts and things of the Spirit, you will find out that if you're not careful, you may think the Bible is contradictory. Let me give you an example. Paul says, desire to prophesy in greater measure. Right? He now says, he that speaks in tongues is not speaking to men, he's speaking to God. Which means, the account of Acts of Apostles 2, that people heard them speak in their own language, is not in tongues, it is prophesying. Are you there? Why? Paul says, when a man speaks in tongues, no man understand him. He's speaking to God. He says, how be it in the spirit, he speaketh mysteries. Hold on. In the spirit, what the man is saying is mysteries. Is mysteries because the man does not, the people hearing him does not understand what he's saying. Anything that is being said, it can even be in English. It can even be in Yoruba. That you don't understand, it is called a mystery. Oh, are you there? It is called a mystery. I can be saying what I'm saying now, and you don't understand it. It's a mystery. That's why we use simple words so that we can help you understand it. So when you look at the account of Acts and the account of 1 Corinthians 14, it simply is telling us that the reason why the people at that place, of course, if you go back, you will know that the people there, it's people from all over the world. Actually, it is Jews from all over the world that came to do their feast of weeks. They came from all over the world to celebrate it. It's like, say, you come back home for Christmas. So they were the ones that heard them speak in their language. Why? Gentile salvation and witnessing to the Gentile did not happen until Acts of Apostles 10. And it was something that was strange to all of them. When Peter told them that the house of what? Cornelius received the Spirit. They were, if not that he went with people, they wouldn't have agreed that it happened. Peter said, these people were there now. We saw them speak with other tongues and prophesy. So, Peter himself and the saints and the apostles, they were amazed at what happened. It means that Acts of Apostles was an account. It's not a revelation, it's an account. Oh, church, are you here with me? It's an account of what happened that Luke just wrote. Luke was not trying to give you revelation of the operation and activities of speaking with tongues. He just said what happened that day. Are you getting me now? So Luke is not wrong. He's not contradicting Paul. Rather, it's just somebody say it's an account. If you read from Luke 1, verse 1, he says it's an account. Okay? So it's just account will be you write it the way it is. The person looking at it now will now balance it. Are you there? The person looking at it will now balance it. You report an account. What came in? 10,000. What went out? 50,000. When did it happen? On Monday. What came in Tuesday? What did you go out? 5,000. When did it happen? It's an account. So Luke didn't tell lies. Luke said everybody heard them. Luke said when they heard them, they now began to Peter began to preach. So what Luke was saying is not contradicting Peter. Paul rather. Rather, Paul is saying when a man speaks with tongues, what that man is doing is that man is speaking to God. Hallelujah. Oh, church, are you there this morning? No, see, you must get this. He's speaking to God. He's speaking to God. He's not speaking to men. He's speaking to God. He says, for no man understandeth him. He says, how be it that he is in the spirit, in the spirit, in the spirit. What the man is doing is in the spirit. Is an activity of the spirit. Is an operation of the spirit. He says, he speaketh mysteries. What he's saying, God understands it. What he's saying, you see, God, you see, the devil cannot interfere it. It's a language that is in the spirit. It's a new creation language. Are you there? Listen, the devil does not understand speaking with tongues. Because it's 18 patent. That's why I started with pneumaticus. That's the reason I stress that. They say concerning spirituals, the things pertaining to and the things of the new creation spirit, the spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. He says, I want you to desire it. So the devil does not have the things of the spirit. Romans 8 says, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. So the devil does not have the spirit of Christ. So he can't interfere. When you are speaking with tongues, he doesn't understand it. Why? He's even an angel. Angels does not understand these things. He says, which they desire to look into. The things concerning salvation. Are you following me now? So when you come to the presence of God, and it's time to pray, there is a decorum. There is a perspective. There is a mindset. There is a way you must do it. You don't do it like something. You don't do it like you are talking to man. No. You don't do it with the casual attitude that I see Pentecostal people doing it. Are you following this now? When they're speaking in tongues. No. You don't do that. You don't do that. It says in the spirit, he's speaking to God. Hey, he's speaking to God. Now, because he's speaking in the spirit, 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9 to 12, now told us that we have now received not, verse 12, the spirit that is of the world, but the spirit that is of God, that we may know the things that are freely given to us of God. So when a believer is praying in tongues, there must be a decorum. There must be a focus. There must be an attention. There must be a slant that it carries into that activity of the spirit. It must be conscious. It must be intentional. He's speaking to you. You can't have an audience, 5 minutes audience with the governor of Lagos. Huh? Oh, are you here this morning? I told you I'm here for you. I'm here for you. Are you here? Tell your neighbor he's here for you. I have 8 more minutes. I'm here for you. Listen, you don't speak to the governor of Lagos. You don't have 5 minutes with the governor of Lagos. And I say, yes, ma'am. Hey, sir, you know about that office that we want to... bring water now. Bring this one. So, sir, as I was talking... you know, I'm supposed to be in Lagos tomorrow, and no. Your 5 minutes with the governor, you've announced it on LinkedIn. I'm going to be having, guys, help my life. I don't even know what to say to this man. 5 minutes, please help me. People are saying, what will be, if you have an audience with the governor of Lagos, what is the first 3 things or 3 questions or 3, you know, that you will say to him? You already have sifted through your entire list of things. The first thing, when you get there, you are well dressed. When you get there, you go with the decorum. When you get there, you the way you'll be walking, you carry a consciousness of, I have 5 minutes with this man, and I must maximize these 5 minutes. I can't. Are you here this morning? I can't waste these 5 minutes. So let me get into his presence. When I get there, the secretary, they told you from when you're entering, okay, you have 5 minutes. And that 5 minutes you have, the governor is, in fact, to give you 5 minutes, you are favored. Are you there? Because his itinerary is so full today. And then you get there. That 5 minutes will look like 5 hours of your life. Because you are saying what is relevant. You are listening to his body gesture. You are watching if he's going to take your proposal or not. You are saying what I've said now. You are interpreting what he's saying. Oh, are you here with me? You can tell that you are making sense or you are not making sense. Eh? Then he says, okay. By the time you leave that place, in fact, before you enter into his office, you have turned off your phone. You can't be talking to him and you are chatting.
Yes, sir. No, sir.
You can't be talking to him and say, oh, somebody just tweeted now. Yes. You can't be talking to him and say, well, they are doing 1 million man match. No. No. This is a time for audience with the governor. When a man speaks with tongues, he speaks unto God. He's speaking unto God. He's not speaking unto men. He's speaking unto God. God is more important than your governor. God is more important than your president. God is more important than the queen and the kings of this earth. God is more important than anything. That moment of speaking to God. I see believers underutilizing the potential and the power of it because they are distracted in his presence. You can know what you are saying as a believer. Oh, are you there? The reason why you enter into God's presence, you pray in other tongues, and you come back more confused is because you are distracted in his presence. You are not focused. How can you speak with tongues for 10 minutes and you go back home with depression? How can you come to a meeting like this and you go back home with a sickness in your body, with a lump in your breast, with a pain in your neck, with a chest choking, with a kidney issue, or with a lungs problem? No, it is not possible. Do you know what you're talking about? You are speaking with tongues. Oh, let me touch on speaking. Let me touch on speaking. The word speaking there is the word for lelu. Pay attention now. Is the word means to alter. Are you there? Is to alter something. It says, he speaketh in an unknown tongues. Not unto men. It is a disclosure. Follow this. There are many Greek words for speaking. But this one is different. This one is different because what you are saying is not from reasoning. Are you with me? See, there are Greek word lego, which means a discourse. There's another Greek word for epo, which means to say out loud. But there is this one lilo, which means there is a disclosure. Are you there? Which means the things you say. When you speak with tongues, are the things you need to be saying. Yes. Yes. Church, are you with me this morning? Are the things you ought to be saying? Have you ever gone to pray in tongues with a burden? You had a burden, and the burden is you've made application. And tomorrow is the interview, Monday morning. 9 a.m. appear at our head office in VI. And you came to church. You say, Pastor, please pray for me. Tomorrow I have an interview. Pastor said, in the name of Jesus, it is settled. But your mind is still worried that, they said it should be 27-1. I'm 28-2. But they called me anyway. So you go into the place of prayer and you start,
You say, oh Lord, oh God, oh God. Have you entered into the place of prayer with a burden that you have? But when you started praying, you got another burden. Eh? Because what you are asking for, as far as God is concerned, and money is not important. He's just there. See, right now, God, I want you to go beyond that. What is what you say? See, there is a discourse. There is a disclosure. There is a disclosure now. The disclosure, see, the spirit, oh, you see, you fetch him from inside. For out of his belly, Jesus' belly, shall flow rivers of living water to your own belly, which means the water coming out of that belly is the river of life. And you can channel that river to whatsoever it touches, Revelation 22. It becomes fruitful.
Hallelujah.
How can you be carrying river of living water on your inside and everything around you is dead? Things around you are dying. Your business is not flowing. Resources are not flowing. Your health is dying. Romans 8 now says, Romans 8 9 said that if the spirit, if any man have not his spirit, is none of his. 11 now says, if the spirit that raised him from the dead. And it's the things, excuse me. Speaking in tongues, it is pneumaticus. Things pertaining to and of the what? Spirit. So whatever that spirit is touching, whatever is being disclosed in the place of prayer. So you are not the one giving me to it. No, it is your spirit that is praying. Hey, so you can guide the water. That's why the next 15 minutes will be to guide the waters. Oh, are you here this morning? Remember the attitude you enter into that atmosphere with. It's not the attitude of this next 15 minutes or maybe 10 minutes, I don't know how much time I have left now. It's not a time for you to be. See, if this person is spaced out, you don't want, see, close your eyes. It's not in the Bible. The reason is that you don't want to be distracted. Are you following this now? You will pay attention to how the water is rising because you can know the things of the Spirit. They should not be mysterious to you. Are you there?
Hallelujah.
They should not. You are channeling it. They are channeling it. You are channeling it. Revelation 22 says that there is a river that flows from underneath the throne of God. Jesus says that river flow out of my belly. You can't have the Spirit of God and be dry. You can't have the Spirit and things are not moving around you. You can't have it and things are dead. People's bodies are dying of cancer and HIV. People's eyes cannot see well. No, it's not possible. How can you be? Excuse me. Will you ever consciously or unconsciously, can you ever touch a live wire and not know you touched it? It's impossible. Whether you admit it or not, whether you like to say it or not, whether you have no professor or you are still kinder, if you touch a live wire, it will shock you. You are carrying life, brethren.
Hallelujah.
You are carrying what?
Life.
You are carrying life. Depression is not supposed to be your portion as a believer. A believer never should get depressed.
Yes,
why? The kingdom of God is not in meat and drink. It's in righteousness, peace, and joy. Where? In the Holy Ghost. Peace in the Holy Ghost. Joy in the Holy Ghost. He's in the Holy Ghost. He's on the inside. He's there. Oh, you say, but Pastor, I have never prayed in tongues before. Do you have the Spirit? Yes. Are you born again? The question is, are you born again? If you are born again, it is impossible to be born again without the Spirit. John 3:5, Jesus says, except a man be born of water, that is the Spirit, he can never enter into the kingdom. So if you are born again, you have entered into the kingdom. It means you have the Spirit. If any man have not the Spirit of Christ, it's none of his.
Which means what you now need to do, listen to me now. What you need to do is to alter, is to speak. God will not take your mouth and start moving it. And start you doing it like a puppet. You speak. A disclosure from the Spirit. A disclosure. Some of you came with an infirmity in your body. A disclosure. Some of you came with an issue in your mind. A disclosure. Some of you came with something that is wrong with you. A disclosure. Now is the time for disclosure. Now is the time. Now is the time for disclosure. Now is the time for disclosure. Anakemana poketa faladabai. Isoni kemai. Oparanakimbolovada. Hey, everybody all over this place, pray in another tongues now. Kanimono felapa ento sigenama di friata. O kapia nefe limana po de atesusa. Anako menle fata pelokodwa. Is komenitai kamele fenama aporetema. Asonete de baha pata sika patolo. Ekaito menatigada atori isu. It's your time. Don't be distracted. Let your mind connect and get the interpretations. Antumpele makonebatos. Iremando felatapata. Don't be casual with the things that God has given you. Don't be casual. Take the waters now. There is healing in this place. There is deliverance in this place. Ikane matapata kopetarata asotane pari emanafata kompiatena kompiate kotose ilamino pote atembriata sote avite afate menatas omparana mekomina paito sikopate efhalida ekane patea asotapa akepioto sata. Enamate mune efriate manapa opelante epato usata abate malepono poriatena etalebe. Pay attention. The disclosure will come with interpretation to your mind. As it comes to your mind, declare in your understanding, glory. Hey, I have the healing. I have the answer. Apekata asomenate. Aleponifiketa, Opito Silemaneva, Atekai Tomalashata, Anate Penaketa, Isekete Capata, Omica Pelata, Esamanata Pata, Ashkepeteca, Etalica Teperata, Oparianessa, Ekifata Micapia, Osalata, everyone, all over this place, pray. On the instrument, pray. Eka patasa, etiata, itzepelomonata, enkatalemanasa, iatapato, ademineatase, aleminabida, esopete, release yourself, bekamanata, beniate atalabada, osanipeta. Let there be a stirring. Let there be a stirring. Stir the rivers. Stir. Stir the waters to your mind. Stir the waters to your hands. Stir the waters to your body right now. Stay it to your health. Stay it to your marriage. Stay. Shatapaya anapateka eremenata elapina patosa. Your cell can be cured. Your body can be healed right now. Your eyes can be healed. The power of the Holy Ghost is in this place. You carry the power of God. Stir.
Tapate la mana shata. Hema la mano copata. I come le peke de sena. Ina matope de. Eke me le patoya tasi. Ina matai. Ekide atega. O mine keta pialas. O manata. Ekita kaikato. I malepata. O somana pata. I kalipene poyada. Enamato sopata ikinemati keta picoto ai krenemanato similate amena popata ai kate elabe elapato monata asomene peketiate asopata akembarehete inamito mataiso osipote akipata ambre namata sobalatai.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. The next 3 minutes, it's going to be significant for us as a church. The next three minutes is going to be significant for you. It's a moment of turnaround. Next 3 minutes, just grab a hold of one hand, not two, one. Just one. Let's rise together. Let's rise together as we pray. Just one hand. Just a hand, rather. Now listen. Listen. What we want to do is, Lord, let there be a release of your power in this church right now. Release. Now pray in the spirit. As you pray in the spirit, when understanding come, declare the understanding. Release. I declare now in the name of Jesus. Release. Release. Healing power. Miraculous working power. I see. Bones be corrected. Lungs receive healing. Ane kana padaya. Omine kepara ne ponasai. Lemana patai. Kemene mana tose manada. Emane ano tabalata ne atase. One more minute. It's here. I sense it. He's here now. Helper. He's here.
He's here. He's here. The power of God. Woohoo! 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 Yay! Yay! He's here. He's here. He's here. He's here. The heavy-weighted presence. Come on, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, Holy Spirit, let there be a stirring of your power. Let every emptiness, dryness, let it receive a touch of the waters of life. All over this place this morning. Let there be an awakening. Sight be given. Answers. Manifestation. Deliverance. From all the works of darkness. Now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. We give you glory. We give you glory.
Out of my belly shall flow rivers, rivers of living water.
One more minute, come on.
Out of my belly shall flow rivers,
rivers of living water.
Drink of this river.
Out of